The problem of evil, lesson one. Perhaps the biggest problem for the design argument is the existence of evil. Hall says we can be selective in pointing only to the nice and beautiful, the pretty flowers and the fluffy bunnies, and conclude that God is at work. But how about Hitler or tsunamis? Russell says that evil is the greatest argument for God's non-existence. If God is perfect, we would expect him to create perfect things. The world is not perfect. Therefore, either it's not created by God, or, if it were created by God, then God himself is not perfect. Fact. There is a great deal of suffering in the universe. People inflict suffering on others, and people are subject to natural evils, for example, illness or earthquakes. It's hard to make sense of this anyway, but it's even harder for a religious believer. After all, if God is all-powerful, omnipotent, he could stop suffering. If God is all-good, omnibenevolent, it seems he would want to stop it. It does not prove that God does not exist, but it may make us question the goodness or the power of God. So why does the suffering continue? It seems we are forced to say either that God is not omnipotent, or that God is not perfectly good. Neither view appeals to the theist, of course, the believer in God. The theist is thus faced with the problem of evil. How is one to show the suffering in the world consistent with the existence of a God who is perfectly good and all-powerful? If the problem can be answered, this would provide a theodicy, a justification of the ways of God in the eyes of man. It may be based on the idea that evil is necessary for the greater good, or the idea that evil is a result of human free will. But remember, a theodicy has to explain two types of evil: natural evil, earthquakes, volcanoes, as well as human evil, torture. This is also known as moral evil. There appears to be a logical inconsistency in claiming that God is omnipotent and omnibenevolent, and that evil exists in the world. There's also an evidential problem related to the inductive nature of this argument. Given the existence of evil, is it more or less probable that there exists an all-powerful, all-loving God? Many, like Hume, think that this counts against God's existence. Given the amount of evil in the world, does it seem more reasonable to believe in an all-loving, all-powerful God, or is it more reasonable to say there is no such God? This is the evidential problem of evil. Remember, we must consider two types of evil. Natural evil, which occurs independently of human actions, flood, disease, volcanoes, and so on. And moral evil, which is caused by human activity, murder, rape, theft, and so on.